Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our TOEIC unit for today, and we're going to talk about eye surgery. Okay, now that does not mean you have glaucoma or other problems with your eyes,
cataracts
or something like that. No.
Yeah.
This is just simple corrective surgery if you are nearsighted or if you are farsighted and you're sick and tired of wearing glasses all the time. You'd like to ditch the glasses, get rid of the glasses, the spectacles, the contact lenses, and just walk around with nothing on your face there. And some people do this, and I guess this surgery has a high success rate.
We're going to be going through kind of a commercial to talk about this. You'll hear some information, and then we'll discuss it, go through some of these terms.
So let's get to it. We're presenting today's lesson in the form of a commercial in which they are advertising this clinical procedure for your eyes, a surgical procedure. We're starting off with a conversation between a woman and a man, and then there's a voiceover telling you about this service and trying to get you to consider the AMC laser vision correction surgery. Okay, we'll get to this in just a couple of seconds here, but let's get to it here. Let's listen to the entire contents of our commercial one time.
This TV show is boring. Honey, would you mind changing the channel?
Of course not, dear. Now, where's the remote control?
It's on the table right in front of you, honey.
Oh, dear. My eyes are getting worse and worse.
Has this ever happened to you? Some people develop vision problems at an early age, while others experience them as they get older. Certainly, you can wear glasses or contact lenses, but wouldn't you prefer to just have perfect 20/20 vision without all the bother? Well, let us help you. The AMC Laser Vision Correction Clinic has just opened its doors for business. Our team of experts will take you through all of our vision correction procedures and recommend the right surgery for you. We'll make sure you are well taken care of before and after the operation. Furthermore, our surgeons are offering a free consultation to our first 100 customers. Even with perfect vision, you won't see a better offer in town. The procedures themselves are painless, with patients suffering only mild discomfort. They are also remarkably quick, and you should be back at work the following day. In the unlikely event that you experience any complications, we'll be happy to help you at your convenience. The AMC Laser Vision Correction Clinic guarantees flexibility, simplicity, and expert professional care, all at a great price. Don't delay. Get your free consultation today.
Okay, everybody, it's time to talk about the contents of today's lesson right now. It's our TOEIC unit. And we're talking about a new vision for eye surgery. And vision here can mean a couple of things. Vision just refers simply to your eyesight. Hey, I've got good vision. I've got 20/20 vision.
Yeah.
I don't need to wear spectacles. But also vision kind of refers to your outlook for the future or how you see things. He is a man with vision. He has an idea about what he wants to do in his career and for his family and for his culture and stuff like that. His company, I meant to say, he's got a vision. But in this particular case, I think we are talking about the later idea, vision for eye surgery, but it's interesting that our writer has chosen the word vision here because it is all about your eyes, your sense of sight.
Yeah, so they're going to be offering us an opportunity to go to a new clinic, an eye clinic, and check out the operations that they offer, some of the things they can do to help improve your eyesight if you have trouble seeing things. Surgery. Let's talk about surgery, shall we? Surgery is when a doctor takes you into an operating room and cuts you open and fixes something inside. A surgery is not countable. Operation is. So please be careful with those. I'm having some surgery tomorrow. You can't say I'm having a surgery tomorrow.
No.
I'm having an operation tomorrow. Yes. So be careful with that. A doctor who performs surgery is called a surgeon.
Exactly, and they will cut you open with a knife called a scalpel. Now, remember, everybody, this is in the form of a commercial, and usually if it's on the radio or on TV or now on the internet, it's going to be either 30 seconds long or 60 seconds long, or maybe even longer. Sometimes when we have longer commercials, we call them infomercials, which they're providing lots of information for you, and they could be on cable TV.And they could last as long as 5 or 10 minutes. So I would probably say that this is more like an infomercial because it is quite long here, maybe about 2 minutes long or something like that. And we start off with a woman talking here. She says this TV show is boring. So she's watching television with her husband or with her boyfriend or whatever. But she doesn't like the TV show. It's boring. She's seen it 100 times. Maybe they're showing reruns or something.Or it's a kind of program that she doesn't like. So she says, honey, would you mind changing the channel? Okay, which means you find a different station. In the old days, you had to walk over to the TV and turn a knob on the TV.
Yeah.
Here in Taiwan, of course, for many years, you only had 3 channels, CTS, CTV, and what was the other one? Taiwan TV, TTV, I guess that was the third one. But then later on, you all got cable TV.
Yay!
And now there are hundreds of channels, and of course, we've got the remote control. So you change the channel using the remote control, or remote for short.
Right. Sometimes we just say, hey, where's the remote? You know, because we're so lazy, we don't say remote control. The woman says that's on the table right in front of the guy. He can't see it. And he says, oh, dear, which is, you know, oh, no, my eyes are getting worse and worse. Now, he might have the problem where he's getting old people eyes, sometimes
that's,
I call it.
That's Shani Lao Hua Yan, right. There's a word for that in English. I looked it up before. But
yes, but Tom, let me explain this, because I've had a client who keeps asking me about this, because Lao Hua Yan is so easy to say, but the English word, we don't use it, Tom.
It's regular a Latin-sounding word. It's the disease.
It's a medical term, and nobody knows it. We just say, you know, I can't see so well these days. I have old age eyes.
I need to use reading glasses now. That's what most people say.
Yeah.
I need to use bifocals.
Bifocals, reading glasses. Bifocals have lenses that the top half are clear and then the bottom half have prescription glass that helps you see better because they magnify or increase the size of things you're looking at.
Yeah, I have to admit I have that problem myself, but I don't have bifocals. I have what are called progressive lenses, which is kind of related to what we're talking about today.
Sure.
But I don't think there's a surgery for that. I think if you have old person eyes, as he's saying, there's no surgery for that, at least as far as I know.
Yeah.
But in any case, yes, the man is having trouble seeing the remote control. There's something wrong with his vision. She says it's on the table right in front of you. Oh, dear, my eyes are getting worse and worse. Now, here's the voiceover, the person talking, the narrator of the commercial. This person says, has this ever happened to you? Do you have this experience? Some people develop vision problems at an early age, while others experience them as they get older. Like for the problem I have of not being able to see close, where I need to wear reading glasses, that happened fairly early for me, but my older brother, who's older than me, doesn't have this problem at all, he says. He doesn't need to wear reading glasses at all. So that kind of goes in line with what this is saying here. Some people develop those problems when they're younger, while others may not get them at all, or they get them when they're much older.
Yeah, everybody goes through it. I used to think, oh, my eyes are 20/20. I'll never have that problem where I need to wear reading glasses. I'm pretty good. It has to be tiny before I need to put on reading glasses or use a magnifying glass. So I'm happy about that. Now, If I wanted to mention, if it's a voiceover, you can't see the person talking.
Right.
Yeah, you're watching video or film of other people moving around, doing something. Tom and I often record voiceovers on different company videos. They're called 剪接 or commercials even. Yeah, stuff like that.
It would be over a visual, a voiceover, and you can see things, but you can't see the person.
Or sometimes in the States, you'll see VO, stands for voiceover. Certainly, you can wear glasses or contact lenses if you have trouble seeing and you need a little help. Contact lenses are those tiny little pieces that are pretty flexible that you insert over your eye. Those always look scary to put in. My mom wore those when I was growing up. A lot of people here growing up need glasses because you guys study so much. You're such good students. I think more people wear glasses here than the United States by far, by percentage of population. But wouldn't you prefer to just have perfect 20/20 vision? Now, 20/20 vision is the term we use in English. I know you don't use it here. You have different ways to assess or judge someone's eyesight. You know, you use the finger signs, you know, where it looks like three up, three down, three to the side. Yeah, when I first got my eyes tested here, I thought, what? Because in America, we read alphabet letters and numbers from different distances and sizes to see how bad or good our eyes are.
Yeah, here's like the letter C pointing up, pointing right, pointing to the northeast, the northwest, southwest, etc.
Yeah.
I don't know which system is more accurate, but that's one way to test your eyes. So yes, you could wear glasses or contact lenses, but yes, you'd rather have 20/20 vision without all the bother. We're going to help you. And let's move on to the next pair and find out how this particular company is going to help someone with vision problems. The AMC Laser Vision Correction Clinic has just opened its doors for business. Okay, we should say, we should have said this earlier, that this is a fictitious commercial. This particular clinic does not really exist anywhere, but there are similar clinics all over Taiwan that you could check out if you have this problem.
Yeah, AMC doesn't really have any eye doctors who work here, just in case you thought we
did. Well, they might expand someday and hire some and buy some real estate and set up some clinics or something like that. But this is a laser vision correction clinic. Laser, of course, is concentrated light. Laser, I think you say in Chinese. It's basically from the word. I think laser itself stands for something. L-A-S-E-R represents something. I can't really find it in my dictionary right now. We'll come up with it in just a couple of seconds here, but in any case, it's something that's going to correct your vision, and it's a clinic, which is a smaller type of medical operation. It's much smaller than an actual hospital.
Right. We have a lot of very convenient clinics here in Taiwan, which make it easier for us to go see a doctor rather than going to the hospital. Now, they just opened their doors for business, so they're a brand new business. And we'll often hear this phrase, oh, we're opening our doors on Saturday. Come on down. So they've just opened their doors for business. They've got a team of experts who will take people who go there to see what they have to offer. They'll take you through all of their vision correction procedures, things they offer that they can do to help improve your vision, and then they can recommend the right surgery for you based on whatever problem or issue you're facing. Again, if you recommend something to someone, you give them some tips based on your own expert knowledge, and recommend or say, oh, I think you should do this. So they'll help you choose the right surgery that will help your own situation and vision. We'll make sure you're well taken care of before and after the operation. So they'll make sure that even after the surgery, that everything is A-OK and you don't have any problems. So that's comforting to know.
Indeed. So they're going to run you through all the procedures. Furthermore, or in addition also, our surgeons are offering a free consultation to our first 100 customers. Consultation is when they sit you down and talk to you, try to figure out what your problems are, what you need, and what they can do for you so that you understand everything. You're going to have a consultation before you have this surgery. But in this particular case, it's a free consultation.
Cool.
I guess they will charge for it normally. normally, but in this particular case, if you're one of the first 100 customers, hey, that consultation will be free of charge.
Yeah, a lot of times, even if you go to talk to a doctor briefly, you have to pay for the doctor's time, which makes sense. But here, a free consultation is offered, but you have to be one of the first 100 people to go through those doors and ask for a free consultation. Even with perfect vision, you won't see a better offer in town. This is a really clever sentence that our author, Pat, wrote. Mm. It's kind of fun. You'll never find a better offer. You'll never see a better offer, even if your eyes are 20/20. So you don't want to miss this opportunity, I think, is what this commercial is trying to convey to listeners. Now, the procedures themselves are painless. That's one of the first things I thought of when I heard my friend was going to have LASIK surgery. I thought, oh my gosh, that probably kills. Because they don't put you to sleep. You know that, right? You're not unconscious. They don't give you general anesthesia. But I've talked to all my friends who've been through the surgery, and they say, no, it doesn't hurt.
That's really weird. Even if it doesn't hurt, though, the fact that somebody's coming at your eye and cutting it open and stuff like that when you're wide awake, that just sounds too freaky to me.
I know.
So I wouldn't consider that procedure, as I'll talk about in our discussion later on. But in any case, they're saying the procedures themselves are painless. There's no pain involved, or maybe they use some kind of painkiller or local anesthetic they do when you get a cavity or a tooth pulled or when you get a filling, I should say. And the procedures are not painless. Patients suffer only mild discomfort. Mild means not too strong, not too severe. It's almost not even noticeable. And discomfort means things are a little uncomfortable, which is a little different from pain. Pain hurts, but discomfort just means you got to change your position. You might feel some discomfort if you're lying in a bed that you're not familiar with.
Yeah, but you can tolerate it. So that's good news. They are also remarkably quick, because, wow, they're quicker than you would expect. I did hear that the surgery takes very little time. So you should be back at work the following day. That's amazing to me.
No recovery time.
No, not really. I think they give you drops in your eyes that make your pupil bigger to dilate it, which means to enlarge something. And then you have to wear dark glasses for the rest of the day, but that's it, yeah. So it's very quick. You can go back to work the following day and not wear glasses or your contact lenses. It's pretty cool. In the unlikely event, and here they're trying to tell you it's probably not going to happen, you may experience a complication or something bad that happens after the operation. Well, if that happens, you can come back and they'll help you at your convenience. A complication is anything that results after an operation that wasn't expected and is unusual.
And they're saying it's unlikely, but you might. And if you do experience those complications, hey, we'll be happy to help you when you have the time. Now, the AMC Laser Vision Correction Clinic guarantees flexibility, simplicity, and expert professional care. To guarantee means they are going to make sure that this is going to happen. If they don't come through, you might be able to sue them or something, or you'll get a refund or something like that.
Yeah.
Flexibility. Hey, you can do it whenever you're available.
Yeah.
And they have different price arrangements. Maybe you can pay in installments or something, or all at once, or use your insurance or whatever. And simplicity is just how simple something is. And of course, they're all professional experts there, and it's a reasonable price. So don't delay. Get your free consultation today. But again, you have to be one of the first 100 customers.
Okay, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher. Then we'll be back with extra dialogues and a discussion question.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第六单元。好，一开始呢，这个标题就告诉大家，这跟我们的视力有关。Vision, 哇哦，视野。那谈到了 eye surgery, 所谓的眼睛的手术。那会是谈什么手术呢？下面这个对话就告诉大家，有个时候我们看看眼睛越来越糟了，应该怎么办？好，这个眼睛糟了， 这个对话里头当然告诉大家，你看电视看太多了，可能真的会影响你的视力。所以啦，我们就要看看，如果是这样的情况，该怎么办呢？接下来的 voiceover 旁白就说了，曾经有这样类似的状况，看不清楚吗？很多人大概年纪轻就已经眼睛有问题了。当然，很多人大概是年纪大了，才会有看不清楚的状况。好，我们先看到前面这边有一个 while， 当我们说A 怎么样而 B 怎么样，有些人年轻就如此，而有些人年纪大才这样。这个 while 往往是告诉大家前后有一种对照性，前者后者当中一个 contrast。 所以再往下读咯，下面就提到你可以戴眼镜，对不对？也可以戴隐形眼镜，假如说你视力有问题的话，不过你应该会想，要是你有一个完美的 1.0 视力不更好吗？这个 1.0 是我们中文的说法，那我们看到英文，如果你说你眼睛 1.0 视力完美，它是讲法是 20/20 vision。Perfect 20/20 vision， 这个说法是英文的说法，要特别的留意，这跟你中文的翻译不一样。你不要说 1.0， 这就会变得非常的可笑了啊！好，我们再来往下看，下面就说到，它其实是像做广告一样，要告诉大家可以用雷射手术。这个地方雷射手术，他说到，这家当然有一个诊所，这是虚拟的。这个诊所，他说这个团队会跟你解释怎么样做视力矫正手术。看到这个片语 ，take you through all of our vision correction procedures。到这边为止 ，take somebody through something。这个用法其实是一个片语哦，就表示说你对别人解释，很详细的解释一个过程，你会 take somebody through。 如果你不用 take， 你也可以用 walk， 意思就是说 walk somebody through something， 这个也是表示很耐心的，很有耐心的去示范，去教授，去引导等等。好，那这边就说到，他们的专业团队会很仔细详细的介绍这个视力矫正手术。那这个字啊 procedure 在这边就是指手术，换句话说，就像你提到 eye surgery， 另外一个讲法就是 vision correction surgery， 或者是谈到这些手术的过程 vision correction procedures。 好咯，再来往下面，他当然这个是用这个诊所的做法，然后他会推荐病人呢去适合他的手术。然后还有就是你在手术之前、手术之后都可以得到完善的照顾。好，我们知道你照顾什么人是 take care of somebody， 可是如果你说要被动来讲说，你被完善的照顾，要注意到 be well taken care of， be taken care of 那个 of 要记得保留起来哦，即使你在被动的说法里面，就像这边 you are well taken care of 的 of 要留下来。好啦，再来往下读，下面就说不管怎样，假如说你现在真的想要做手术的话，那要注意到哪些事情？下面就是他的说明了。他说手术本身基本上并不会痛，那病人他能感觉到的就是有一点不舒服，所以注意到这里 with patients suffering only mild discomfort， mild discomfort 当然就是表示是轻微的，不过呢比较重要的就是前面这个 with。 我们知道with 这个介系词，它有时候用法上后面接一个受词，然后受词后面再接一个补语，那比较重要就是这个补语的位置，因为它是在补充说明受词的，像这里就是补充说明 patients， 所以呢你在接的时候要小心，到底用 ing 用 pp， 看他主动或被动。以这边来说，他说病人他会感受到，会觉得有一点不舒服，所以 感觉怎么样是主动的，因此是 suffering, ing。好，接下来下面当然他介绍这个手术的状况，那他也提到虽然说不太可能会得到并发症哦，不过我们也就是指这个诊所本身，他会如果你遇到的话，也一定会尽其所能的来在你方便的时候协助病人。那提到在你方便的时候，这里有一个片语 at your convenience。 好，这边大家特别注意它。好，我们今天讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, guys, welcome back. I'll be A, Tom.
Okay.
I've thought about getting laser vision correction, but isn't it expensive?
The AMC Laser Vision Correction Clinic offers competitive prices and right now free consultations, which is basically what we were mentioning in the actual dialogue there. Competitive prices, they're reasonable, probably lower than the competition. And of course, you can have a free consultation. I'll be A in the next dialogue here.
How?
There are so many different kinds of laser vision correction. I don't know which to choose.
Well, don't worry. The experts at the AMC Laser Vision Correction Clinic will explain everything in a clear and straightforward manner. Sometimes when doctors talk to you, wow, they use big words and you can't understand what they're talking about. You know, that happens to all of us, I'm afraid.
And they don't come to the point. They're very lost.
So clear means getting things that are very simple to understand. Straightforward means uncomplicated and very easy to understand. So hopefully that happens when you talk to your doctor next time. Okay, next one. Did you say the AMC Laser Vision Correction Clinic is offering free consultations?
Yes, but only for the first 100 customers. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. You could also say, don't pass up this great opportunity.
Right.
Act now before the offer is withdrawn. Okay, let's go to a discussion question now.
Okay.
Do you pay much attention to advertisements? Do they ever have an effect on you?
Of course. Sometimes I laugh at them because I think they're silly and I think, who believes this stuff? But other times I see things advertised that I think, oh, I haven't heard of that before. Or I haven't seen that before. I'm going to try it out. But they have to be pretty good advertisements. If they're cheesy or they make me laugh, that means they're ineffective and there's no way I'd ever buy one. What about you? Do you watch commercials?
More so now. I think they're actually trying to be very creative, especially when you watch advertisements online, because you have the option of just skipping the advertisement.
True.
So they've got to really try hard to keep your attention. So they're coming up with some new ideas that are actually kind of interesting, but I still skip them anyway.
I think the commercials and the quality of the ads on TV have improved so much in Taiwan.
Absolutely.
I was here a long time ago, and back then it was like, oh, not so good. Everybody is really creative and clever these days. I love it. Yeah. A lot of talent.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thank you for joining us, but we're going to continue talking about getting laser vision correction surgery in our next program, so please join us then. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
See ya.